Proclamation number 8881, dated the November 12th, 1964. The End Time Disciples Task. Those of you are my end time disciples who want to serve me by taking care of the distribution, because error has increased to an alarming extent, because this is the final weapon in the battle against the light which the adversary diligently strives to extinguish. It is your task to take direct action against the error, to expose my adversary and to always stand up for the pure truth which you receive from me directly. And even if you make enemies, you must accept it if you want to be of service to me, for there is only one truth and you receive it directly from me. For this reason I use an empty vessel, which had not accepted any kind of prior knowledge, in order to be able to pour in my spirit without the resistance which already existing knowledge would have caused. Thus I was able to instruct a person, I was able to place him into a state of realization, I was able to present my eternal plan of salvation to him and explain to him the meaning and purpose of existence. This vessel had to be completely empty, uncommitted to religious teachings, free from all ideas and so devoted to me that I was able to fill it, that it accepted everything the eternal truth presented to it without opposition. Thus a person was introduced to knowledge which he previously did not possess, in a manner of speaking, a region was opened to him which he never before had entered, which was alien to him until I myself allowed him to gain an insight into this region. And the fact that this happened in all truthfulness cannot be denied, for my promise is as follows: I will guide you into all truth. Single quote. If I therefore recognize that all preconditions are in place which are required for the fulfillment of my promise, then you must not doubt, for I keep my word, but you must also support my word before the world. For you are in possession of the pure truth from me. And thus you also receive the information about my reign and activity, of the creation of the spirits, of the apostasy, of the emergence of creation and of my plan of return. And you possess the knowledge of your beginning and your final goal. All those of you who take note of this knowledge will thereby attain a degree of realization which already signifies advancement, a certain maturity of soul, which I indeed intend to achieve by conveying this knowledge. For only the truth can achieve this. This is why you, my end-time disciples, are instructed to stand up for the truth of the knowledge I have conveyed to you. And all those of you who were introduced to this knowledge through my bearers of light are my disciples, for I do not convey my word to earth for one person but through and for all those who accept it, and they, too, can regard themselves as disciples of the last days. They will be able to observe strong counter-activity on part of the one who once caused your fall. In his eyes you are bearers of light and he tries to extinguish it. He fights against you with cunning and trickery and his sole purpose is to draw you under his spell, to undermine the pure truth, to extinguish the light and to plunge you into darkness again. But he will not succeed. For where I myself am at work through my spirit there is bright light and the truth enlightens, it exposes him and his activity and cannot be obscured again because it originates from me, because the spirit of light is at my disposal which likewise keeps itself closed to my adversary's activity. You humans must always bear in mind that, at the time of the end, messengers will descend from above who will not succumb to his artful temptations, who are only receptive for the pure truth from above, which would never give in to his whisperings and thereby make themselves unsuitable for the receipt of the pure truth. And thus you can safely grant credence to the words, for it is a great gift of grace that I look after those people who do not want to fall prey to error, who only ever want to live according to my will and whom I therefore will also protect from the adversary's influence. But he will try to take action against the light until the end and, where people are willing, he will also be successful. Therefore pay attention to the end time disciples and accept my gift of grace, for as soon as they stand up for the word they have received from me directly, you may grant them credence and you will not regret it, for soon the end will come and with it the last judgment, the day of decision over life and death. Then those of you who have kept my word can consider yourselves blessed, for you will enter into eternal life. Amen.